ton and the hole punching on the same UDP socket, and we can distinguish the packets that are not quick, and we can handle those ourselves. So we can do stun, we can do coordinate hole punching. We pass all the packets to quick, and to the quick stack we use QWIN, the Rust implementation, a Rust implementation. Arrow is also entirely in Rust. And QWIN will just ignore all the packets that don't have the grease bit on. But this is not ideal. The other thing that's not ideal is we hide multiple paths inside a single socket. So our quick stack thinks we just have a single socket, but in reality we are doing like hole punching underneath, and we have a network path via the relay server. We have one or more direct paths. Usually you get both IPv4 and IPv6 direct paths these days, or very often anyways. So that's sort of the downside. So that's why we are moving towards embedding all this hole punching logic deeper into the quick stack. And there are three drafts, essentially IETF drafts, that are exist that we would like to adopt more. And we are actively working towards that. So the first one, address discovery, this is done. This is like the very basic. So this is essentially the architecture that you sort of always have, or is very typical. And initially you start with a connection that goes through the relay server to be able to reach each other. But you want to establish the connection that goes more direct. To do that, you need to know the public addresses that is on the other side of the firewall. So STUN is a very, very simple protocol. It's like request reply based, and it is not encrypted. It is very easy to filter. It is very easy to do all sorts of things with. So that's sort of the downside. So the main benefit, or the benefits we expect from doing this inside the quick stack, is basically we get is encrypted. We also get reliable delivery, because quick will retry the packets until it is acknowledged. And this is actually a fairly simple draft. This was written by Martin Seemann. And this is already implemented. I think this will probably be deployed by default in the release that we're supposed to do tomorrow, if I'm right. And it works by having a transport parameter. So a quick transport parameter is negotiated, then you know this. And then every time, the major difference with STUN is that it's event-based. So every time the server just sees a new IP address that you are sending from, because maybe you migrated from Wi-Fi to mobile or something or whatever, it will just send a new frame, a new quick frame, that tells you what's the new address that it sees. So it's kind of event-based, which makes it a bit nicer as well. This already exists. This also has been implemented in PicoQuick already, we are interoperable with PicoQuick, and this all works. So that's pretty cool. The next thing is, like, you need to actually do the hole punching. This is a bunch more complicated. This is also written, a draft initially written by Martin Seemann. This one is not, doesn't, I'm not aware of anyone who's implemented this yet. We also haven't quite started yet. We're doing the next bit first. There are two variations here. There's a quick multipass, which I will get to in a second. And that's essentially the version that we care about most. But the idea here is essentially that as you do address discovery already, you get to know the addresses that you have. And then the server starts sending its known addresses, its known public addresses, or any addresses that it knows, to the client. And the client will then combine those with its own and then initiate hole punching. One thing to note is that when I talk about server and client here, that's strictly in the notion of the quick roles. So for us, everything is just a peer, it's just a node. But for quick, like whoever sends the very first packet in the connection to the other side is the client. That's the connecting side. The side that receives the first packet is accepting, and that's the server role for quick. So otherwise, that's only the reason I use client and server here. Hole punching then itself is kind of built on top of path verification that already exists in the Qt specification. The path verification already exists because some connection migration already exists in Qt. You can move from like the client can already move from network because there is an app rebinding, because there is you moving from mobile to Wi-Fi or something like that. And this is, as when that happens, the server has to validate the path, has to validate that this is not someone just spoofing something and pretending the client has moved. And for that, there is this path challenge, path response mechanism. And that can essentially be used to hole punch as well. So the changes that this makes is it allows both sides to start doing this. And you, when you initiate hole punching, you basically start, both sides start sending path challenge just to the others. That hopefully punches holes through the any firewalls in between, and then eventually they will start going through because they are trying to reach each other. And then the Qt stack basically can detect that this is the path is established, and then it can start using a second path. The second path is sort of where multipath comes in. Multipath is a fairly much more used draft, I guess. There are several implementations of this already, and we are currently in the process of implementing this in Qt as well. Multipath is essentially this idea of like you can have several IP paths between the same endpoints. I've already mentioned that you often have this in IPv4, IPv6 is a commonly already two paths. In our case, we also have the relay server. The nice benefit of this is that we get each path in multipath has its own congestion controller, its own MTU discovery, and all that. And right now we don't have this. So right now, when we do this inside outside of, well, the sites kind of Qt, we have to tell Qt like, oh, we changed the path underneath you, just kind of reset these all back to initial values and start like figuring them out again, because otherwise a lot of packets will get lost when you switch paths. And being able to maintain several paths would really be beneficial. So that's the reason why we are very much interested in the multipath specifications as well. Multipath has this notion of path preferences. This is again two frame types: path available, path backup, or some standby. So for us, the basic idea is that our relay connection would have a path backup. You're always allowed to send on it, and then when you have any direct connections, you can have a path available. This will also enable us to, like, once this is all working, multipath also has the notion of like, you don't necessarily have to send to just one path. So for example, if you have two IP paths that work, you may even send to both at the same time, and you're increasing bandwidth. Having said that, that is all somewhat experimental. How to exactly do this path scheduling is not fully worked out yet, and it's in the spec it's kind of left open for further work or implementations, really. All of this is not would not be possible without other people already having done a lot of thinking about this. Both Christian Hertemeyer and Martin Zeeman basically have been thinking about this and working on this already. I mentioned Pico Qt can already do address discovery together with us. Martin Zeeman he's the Go Qt library maintainer, I think, and he initially wrote those drafts. They're not implemented, and I don't think there are current plans in the Go library, but it's very good to have other people that are interested in this and try and figure this out. Thank you. That was all I had.
Thank you for your talk. Regarding the quick address detection, how do you handle address and port dependent nothing port translations? So your port is dynamically changed, and if you go to the relay, it will be a different change than if you go to your peer. How do you handle that nothing?
So this is kind of hole-punching implementation. So this depends on the firewall, on the NAT implementation. Many do not change it. But also, when you this is a problem for this is a problem because you do the address discovery, right? You do, and on the stun side or address discovery, you find out what IP port combination you have via asking the relay server, and then you hope that the peer will actually be able to reach you on the same one. That